This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. President-elect Donald Trump is scheduled to take office in a couple of weeks, but already there are hundreds of questions about what his presidency will mean. Among those with questions are many of the 4,800 or so international students at the University of South Florida. We wanted to see what some of their concerns are and how USF is addressing those issues, so we're sitting down with System Vice President for USF World, Roger Brindley, and Glenn Besterfield, the Assistant Vice President of International Admissions and Global Partnerships. Gentlemen, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Roger, we'll start with you. My understanding is that USF World has already had some students come in with some questions, particularly when it comes to immigration regulations. What are the general questions that students are coming to you with?
Our international students in particular often come from countries that don't have a peaceful transition in democracy and may not even have a democracy as we understand it in the United States. And so they do have anxieties as it relates to their visa status and their current plans for student success at the university. So a lot of our work has been around reassuring them. At this point in time, there is no change in their visa status. Any process underway will remain underway for them. They remain current in their visa status. And so we need to reassure them that they remain part of our broader university community. They're valued, they're respected, just as our domestic students are. They have a home here. And taking the time to sit and listen and take away their fears and make them feel comfortable is an important part of what we do.
Glenn, your office as well takes part into USF in the integration of international students into not just USF, but also living in America. I mean, is your office seeing some of these same questions, these same concerns?
We haven't seen them yet from our current students, but we have seen it when we're out there in the field and recruiting students. But what I think students really need to realize, and I'll kind of compare it to the United Kingdom and the Brexit vote. Immigration reform taking place in the United Kingdom right now, everything is really combined in that discussion, and that is the student immigration coming in on a student visa. Whereas in the United States, this what we call the Student Exchange Visitor Program, or often referred to as SEVP, that's really secondary or even tertiary in the discussions about immigration reform in America. So whereas immigration reform in America really has focused for the most part on the illegal immigrants in America. But the Student Exchange Visitor Program really hasn't been discussed up till this point. So we're fairly confident that we won't see immediate changes in that at all. And that could take quite a bit of time for those changes to evolve.
Roger Brindley, USF World, you do a lot of different recruiting and trips around the world to kind of sell USF to students as well as possible faculty. What are you hearing in some of your trips within the last month or two in terms of international questions that students and possible faculty have?
By and large, we're actually not seeing much difference. Those students who want to come to the United States to study have a goal. They're going to be coming here in entirely legal and purposeful student visas. And so their academic goals and aspirations remain in place. There are a couple of markets where I have heard some concern. There's some concern out of the India market, because for Indian students, there's some sense that there may be some changes in the experience that they're hearing from graduates returning to India. What we're doing here at USF is reassuring them that, in fact, that's not the case, that students coming here from India will be respected just as all our students are. That's really the one market where we've had to take a little care and attention over the last few weeks. Other than that, it's really delightfully reassuring to me that the values and the academic aspirations of students around the world are strong, and that they see the United States as the best country for higher education in the world, and they see that as the consistent ongoing opportunity for them.
Yeah, you mentioned the idea of goals there, and Glenn, you can kind of address this as well. Their goals are not changing because a lot of these students are coming to America with the purpose of learning and then returning to their home countries, are they not?
Yeah, I think whenever you look at students studying in America, you got to fundamentally ask, why are they coming? And every region of the world really behaves a little bit differently. The Europeans often coming for a very short experience, sometimes a one-semester study abroad, just to get that American experience on a collegiate campus. You look at some countries, they are coming for the opportunities to potentially do what we call OPT, optional practical training in America, for 1 to 3 years. Get the degree, do OPT, take that experience back, and play on that experience to build a better life for themselves. Then you see many countries, they're coming here because this is the best education in the world.
And beyond this group of international students, there's also the students that are known as DREAMers, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Now, of course, we're still waiting to see what the Trump presidency will hold for DREAMers. But, Roger, is there anything that's being said at the university, behind the scenes even, where the university is trying to come up with a policy for how DREAMers will be handled?
Well, of course, the university is going to follow federal law. That's the first comment I have to make. Beyond that, we need to reassure these students that at this point in time, anything is speculative. And we just need to give them a little perspective at this time, help them breathe, and reassure them that, nothing at this point has changed. There are efforts ongoing around higher education organizations nationally to create position statements that they think should help in Washington as we go through a presidential transition. But as a university by ourselves, it's very important our students understand that at this time nothing's changed and that we will address change as it comes. But we're doing them less than a favor if we try and speculate ahead of time. That's not going to be helpful to them.
Glenn, you had a final thought?
The international students are just vital to this campus and they're vital to this country. You know, if we are to stay ahead as a world power, we need the greatest talent in the world, and whether that's international students graduating with masters in engineering or domestic students, we must produce great talent. From our American students' perspective, I have seen over the last 5, 6, 7 years this campus evolve, change, and become great. It's great to have the internationals. The domestic students are embracing the internationals. They have the opportunity now, if they can't study abroad, that they're getting an international experience on this campus, and they're becoming what we affectionately call, they're becoming global citizens. And that's part of our job in higher education.
Yeah, you touched on the idea there of domestic students learning abroad, and I know that is one of the major missions for the university. I mean, again, as you said, Roger, that we're still speculating a lot of different things we don't want to. But is there going to be any sort of changes possibly with the way that those international travels are handled?
Well, the only change we're finding is expanding the opportunity for our students because we expect a record number of students at the university to travel abroad this year, 2016-17. And they are going to be going all around the world. We currently have approximately 60 programs going to Europe, to Asia, to South America, to Africa. We expect our student body to continue to want to become globally competent. Goal one of the university's strategic plan is to graduate globally competent students. We do that because employers tell us now more than ever, they need to have staff who can take multiple perspectives, understand their clients, understand how to problem solve, to listen carefully, and to take different world views to assist different clients in different ways. So I would simply make the comment, now more than ever, it's important that whether you're an international student or you're a domestic student from outside Florida or you are a Floridian student, now more than ever, we really want you to have global competence when you graduate.
Roger Brinley, System Vice President for USF World, and Glenn Besterfield, the Assistant Vice President of International Admissions and Global Partnerships at USF. Again, thank you very much for joining us on University Beats.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.